seventh paragraph of Kalim, first Mishnah. Klosei shel balei batim shenitchasu pochas mishloishu tumeya. They used to have something that looked like a basket that they would turn upside down with the bottom facing up, and they make a hole in it. They put the skira, the stove, on top of it. So this support for the kira, shenichas apogim shloshu tefachim, if the depth of the hole, from the hole to the bottom of it, is less than 3 tefachim, then to make some capital tumma. Why? Because it could still be used as a support for this kira. Shum masik milamaton day of the shelam alam. So it's less than 3 tefachim from the, if you like this upside down basket. It was made of a stronger material. It was a collapse, obviously. It get burnt. So if it has a hole in the fashion that if you put something on the bottom of it, which is, if it's upside down, it's really the top, and now it became the bottom of it, and it's less than 3 tefachim between that and the kira, then it's good enough, because you heat it up on the bottom, it'll heat up the kira. But yes, we can tell you, if it's a bigger, if it's higher up than that, then start, because then the fact that you're heating it up on the bottom doesn't really affect the top well enough. Nosan evnosro tahir. If you put a stone or a pebble in the area of this hole, so that you want to make the oimek less than 3 tefachim. Then it's Torah, Mech v'tik m'kavel tum m'kav haba. If he cemented in the stone to stop up the hole, then it will be m'kav tum. From now on, to he's a chuvah shrabi yudu v'tana shenazor pi above pi adois. That's Rabbi Yehuda's answer in a case we had earlier in the Masechta, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, if you have a tana which is not connected to the ground. So Rabbi Yehuda wanted to bring it right from here, just like over here you see that it has to be something heated up from the bottom and heats it up on the top. So to by tana, it has to be something that's connected to the ground in a fashion that heated up on the bottom, it would heat up on top.